The Coniston Hotel and Country Estate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
So today we are talking about weddings on the Food and Drink Show, and I have come to the beautiful Coniston Hotel, and I am with Sophie Baker, who's from the wedding team here at the Coniston. Hello, Sophie.
Hello, are you all right?
I'm very good, thank you. I love talking about this kind of subject because it's like fairy tales and dreams and all sorts of lovely things. When you think about weddings, generally you think about the summer. Do you find that more people tend to associate the summer with weddings?
Yeah, absolutely. It is definitely the season for weddings. However, it is becoming more popular for them to do, you know, more the winter months. Obviously, this year, summer hasn't been particularly brilliant, and you can never guarantee the weather. It's either going to be extremely hot, or it could be chucking it down outside. So it's definitely becoming more apparent that people are looking towards the winter months and even spring and autumn. Yeah. It's becoming a lot more popular now.
I suppose the thing with the weather is if you have it in the summer, you're always sort of hoping that you'll be outside. In the winter, you're never going to be outside, and so you plan this, I imagine, a wonderfully cosy, sort of intimate indoor wedding. What have you got coming up over the next few winter months that might be of interest to somebody if they are thinking, yes, that's what I want, let's get indoors at the Coniston and let's get cosy?
We've got some fantastic packages coming up. We've got the winter wedding packages, which is quite similar to our traditional packages that we offer throughout the whole year. However, more things are included for a set amount, so people get a bit more of an idea of how much they're going to be spending and what's included.
That's good, because weddings aren't cheap affairs, are they?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. So, for example, our Yorkshire wedding package, it's based on 60-day guests and 100 evening guests. Obviously, if you do have more people attending, it's, you know, absolutely fine. You get a civil ceremony included, which is here at the Coniston, and you also get a drinks reception and a three-course meal in the Bannister suite, and also the evening buffet as well.
And we do have to say, if nobody's been to the Coniston before, it's beautiful. It's absolutely, it gets me every single time. I seem to find a new room or a new area that people would, I don't know, be having their drinks reception or having their ceremony, and you couldn't underestimate how beautiful it is here.
No, absolutely not. And to be fair, it makes our jobs quite easy, really. You know, when people come in for an appointment, we don't really have to sell it very much as such, because it just says it all itself. Yeah. Obviously, the beautiful views that we've got is a stunning backdrop for your special day.
When you think about January, you think, oh, it's straight after Christmas, there's nothing to look forward to. But if you got married then, that would be a lovely thing to come after Christmas, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely. January is one of those where some people like to and some people don't, but like I was saying before, you know, it is becoming more that there isn't a wedding season anymore. It's very much all year round. So for January, we do have an extremely fantastic package available, which is Don't Be Blue, Say I Do.
Oh,
in January.
What a lovely name.
Which is based on 40 guests, and it's on selected dates throughout January, which do include Saturdays. You do get your civil ceremony included, which would be beautifully dressed, and your arrival drink, three-course meal, and your evening buffet as well. But again, if you did want to add additional guests onto there, that's absolutely fine.
I could really picture with a January wedding, you'd have your beautiful wedding dress and all your bridesmaids, but then maybe like a furry shrug or something really wintry and lovely.
Yeah, definitely. And obviously with the stunning backdrop as well, you know, if it's a nice crisp frosty morning, you do get stunning photos from that as well.
Do you ever do marquee weddings?
We haven't done, however, we are holding a marquee and teepee event.
Oh, teepees are very trendy, aren't they?
They are, extremely, and we do get quite a lot of inquiries for them. So we are holding the marquee and teepee event on the 14th and 15th of October. So it's over a weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and it's an opportunity for either potential bride and grooms, couples, and even corporate clients to come and have a look in the marquees and teepees that we're going to be offering.
And of course, here at the Coniston, it's not just weddings as well. You obviously have beautiful food. You've got a stunning spa, which has won awards. You've got loads of activities as well. So maybe you could send people off the next day doing your off-road driving or your falconry. There's a lot to do here at the Coniston. If somebody wants to inquire about coming to one of these events, or they want to come and meet you or somebody else from the team, Sophie, how do they get in touch?
Yeah, so the TP and Marquee event is free entry. It's running between 12 o'clock and 4 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. Sunday on the 14th and 15th of October. If they did want to come and make a private viewing to look around the hotel, they just either need to give us a call or bob us an email and we'll happily respond.
Fantastic, Sophie. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Coniston Hotel and Country Estate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.